Previously on Morangi Expense.
Wait,
CSI.
No, do it properly. Right.
Previously on CSI Morangi Expense.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Who are you?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Just put that out. My name's Zach. I've been brought on to take this case off your hands. Seems like you guys were slacking.
Wait.
Hey. We took this case on ourselves. We're private investigators.
You took it on, and then someone ordered me to take it off. You.
Who?
The agency.
But the agency.
Exactly. Exactly, which is why I'm taking it off your hands, guys.
No way.
Anyway, good job.
We're
just hand over your notes, and I'll get the monkey killer.
No. This is our case. We've been on this case for 5 years. We've been chasing this monkey bird baboon killer.
We've been clanging and banging.
Yeah, we've been on this case for years.
Well, who do you think you are?
Zach. That's exactly why I'm here to take it off your hands. Now listen, I'm not saying you guys haven't done a good job. I'm not saying you guys have fucked it up at every step of the way. I'm not saying that my notes from the agency were that you took too long, dallied, dillied, and other things in between. I'm not saying any of that. That's not what I'm saying.
If you'd listened to this series, you'd have understood that we left that agency a long time ago and we set up on our own.
I appreciate that, Mac. Wait, you are Mac, right?
I think so, yeah.
Cool. No, he's Jack.
What?
I'm Mac.
The fuck?
I think.
You guys need to get name badges.
Zach?
Yeah.
You need to go back to where you came from.
None of us going back, Mac. What's going to happen is I'm going to pick up the slack. Mac, Jack, and Zach for the interim period, okay? We can work together on this.
I don't know about this, Jack. Mac,
what would you bring to this team, Zach?
Oh, God, sorry.
What I bring... Jack, I'm like 1 year younger than you, both. I bring youth and effervescence to this team.
How many monkey killers have you caught?
Three.
My God.
Bullshit.
That's one hell of a resume.
How do you find these killers?
Well, listen, you work with me?
They're pretty rare.
I'll show you how before you gotta go back home to whatever it is that you do, Mac.
All right.
I do miss my wife.
Fuck, are you married?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
We've been gone for years.
Oh my God. This has been a long case.
Yeah. Mac.
Your wife was ill when we left.
Yeah, she's probably dead.
What? We discussed this in episode 17.
Mac.
What?
It looks like Mac and Jack have now become Mac, Jack, and Zach.
Justice what? Attack leak.
Wow, won't get fooled again.
Well, there we go.
We
spoke about like missing seasons in a TV program, and I definitely feel I missed seasons 2 and 3 because I didn't know about your wives or the whole sixth.
We put it up.
Yeah, I missed that bit. So
previously on the Danger Club podcast.
A bloody Gina, tear me a stone!
This walkway goes out over the lava lake.
Hello there, Mr. TikTok man.
If I stop, the sun will fall out of the sky.
Surely there must be something we can do.
Do you know the weaver?
I need some of her grubs.
We get the little babies.
Six of them.
I should sleep outside, it's right.
Stitched to the back of his heels is a tattered looking blanket.
Oh.
The adventure continues.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Danger Club podcast.
Hey.
Wow, that's succinct. I've been at the movies a little bit recently. I don't go to the cinema a great deal, but the other week, earlier on this week, James and I took ourselves to go and see Dune 2.
Yeah.
Nice spoilers, I haven't seen it.
Colin, I was literally about to explain the entire plot. That was the opening of that. I was going to list the things that happen in that, which is that dust happens.
Yeah.
And there's dust and knife fights.
And
I messaged our mate Kyle afterwards. I was like, hope you focus. He's a fight instructor for stage combat. I was like, hope you like assessing night fight exams because you are going to be teaching a lot of them after this movie. It's going to be like how many longsword ones you had to do after Lord of the Rings. It's going to be that. It's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But we had to see it. Has anyone ever been to the IMAX at the Science Museum?
No.
No.
In
Insane. It was really cool.
We couldn't get into the BFI one, so I was like, well, yeah, it's if you're going to see it in a, if you're going to see something on a big screen, this has got to be the thing to do it.
It is definitely, yes. Wait. The rumbling of the bass through the seats and all that kind of stuff, it is well worth seeing in a big screen.
Villeneuve always nails the sound in his films, especially for sci-fi, and Dune 2 is no exception.
No,
really. Have you seen it as well, really Scott, have you?
Yeah.
It goes through your bones. In all these
sort of Dune 1 and 2, the more recent ones, happy with these, are we Dune fans?
So you're a big Dune fan. Sorry, Scott, you go.
We are Dune fans.
I think me and James are the Dune fans.
Yeah.
I don't know what James thinks, and I don't want to give any spoilers.
Yes, of course.
But I am. Sorry, I'm looking at James. I don't know if you're. I am enamored of Denis Villeneuve's vision on the universe.
Excellent.
I miss Lynch's and Jodorowsky's costumes.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
There's some campness that could be applied, but that's probably my only. It's probably my only quibble with it. There's some psychedelia that also is missing, I feel, from this franchise.
Right.
I feel like that's kind of fucking key. Actually, the more I talk about it, the more gaps there are. But he's delivered a very, very good Dune, I think.
Yes, okay. Yes. Me and Scott haven't had a chance to have a post-Dune breakdown because we haven't gone seen it together. But, and I think purists will be like, well, there's some stuff left out from the books and da-da-da-da. But I think much like the Lord of the Rings, I think he's kept in... It's a very clear vision, which often Dune suffers from, because it's like, we're going to cram in loads of stuff in the book. It's like, oh, there's a lot of stuff in the book. There's a lot of esoteric, you know, all this sort of stuff. He's got a clear vision, and it's great. I really, really enjoyed it. It was
good
very
to
good.
Know. Good
and,
to know.
Yeah, it's and hopefully, I think it's going to be
because I haven't watched it. Because I was going to, you know, I've been meaning to read the books for years and never got around to it. And so I'm resisting watching the films because I don't want to, you know, ruin the book for myself, really. But
you can and can't do that. Like, don't worry about that too much.
Yeah.
They're different enough. You should watch the films because you're gonna love Javier Bardem in the second one. Yeah,
he's okay. Very good.
He's great.
It's the kind of thing that you'd really love.
Okay, like, all right.
He's got like one beat that he really wants to hit in that film.
And
he effortlessly nails it every time. Yeah, he's very good.
Yeah, he's very, very good. And I do think having loved the book and seen many, many adaptations on television and otherwise, I think this is one I can safely say you can go and watch it and just enjoy the book.
Anyone listening to this podcast, get on the Discord and tell us what you think of Dune.
Yeah.
Talking of movies, I have been watching Teen Titans Go! To the movies about 1,700 times.
Okay.
There's a definite moment on this podcast when you say a thing and there's just a beat where you realise that none of us have kids and so we haven't seen that thing.
I want to recommend it for anyone who doesn't have kids. I'm doing this all the time, recommending stuff that I think is fucking amazing whether you have kids or not. I don't know if anyone ever takes me up on any of this shit.
Wait, now, hang on. I've dropped in a few Bluey references.
Yeah.
I haven't watched any. Yes. There's some, you know, Facebook adverts that come up for Bluey now. So thank you for that.
What did it? Sorry,
the Teen Titans Go to the Movies. Is that effectively Gogglebox for superheroes?
No. It's the Teen Titans is just a really stupid cartoon. Like, it's like so funny. It's absolutely ridiculous. They don't fight anyone. You know what I mean? They sit around arguing about, you know, who's got the remote control and eating meatballs and stuff and taking the piss out of Robin. Robin keeps coming in going like, hey, Teen Titans, we gotta go and do this. And they go, no, we're watching a movie. And, you know, fuck off with your baby hands.
It's like Caragol in the Danger Club.
It's absolutely it's so good. Do you know what? Oh, man. So many.
What movies do they watch? Do they go and see Goodfellas?
No. They want their own movie. So it's the movie of Teen Titans Go, right?
So they go to a studio.
It's called Teen Titans Go, right?
Teen Titans Go.
To the movies.
Right.
And then it's the movie they made about the Teen Titans Go characters, right? And I mean, they're very self-referential, you know, and they, you know, like, anyway, it's really good.
John, this actually sounds more complicated than Dune. Give me Ben Gesserit any day, mate. I don't know.
The Kwisatz had a rack of enough of that film.
Honestly, the main reason I mention it is because the music, the soundtrack is fucking great, and we've been listening to that a lot. And Willow knows the words to, like, it's amazing. I mean, we've watched it a lot of times, but we've only been watching it for like, I don't know, a week or so, and she knows the words to every single song. Like,
kid brain,
got
man.
It like that.
Kid brain,
crazy, yeah. Man.
That's what you get for having Denis Villeneuve do the sound. For the sound.
Did anyone see about the cuck chair in Bluey? One of the animators from Bluey was sacked because they added a chair into the corner of Bluey's bedroom, which could only be described as a chair in which to sit while watching things on the bed, and then joked that it was indeed a cuck chair. Was sacked from the show.
Wow.
I was like, oh mate,
why do people do this career suicide? I don't understand. It's like, I drew a dildo on his thing. Yeah. In a kid's period, you're like, what? Why did you do that?
You had so many ways out. It's just a chair. It's just a chair in a room. It gets brought up, you just go, what are you talking about? It's a chair in a room. And then all your bosses will be like, yeah, sorry about that.
I just
drew a chair and it looks a bit like, no, that's a cuck chair.
It was the perfect crime, man. You could have gotten away with it. You could have had the world.
Imagine they just said, like someone said, is that a cuck chair? They went, yeah. And just as like a little flippant remark. And that's how they lost their career. That's it.
Taking them down. What you do then is you say, "What is a cuck chair, sir?" And then the executive is fired for knowing what a cuck chair is. You take their job. Next thing you know, or manager
you
say, of,
and ironically, you end up fucking their wife. And then that's the true irony. Whoever sits in the throne, he who controls the cuck chair controls the universe.
Oh, well,
it's very June.
Speaking of cuck chairs,
cuck chairs are very June, are they? Yeah,
just like
Paul Atreides is ascending the cuck chair.
I mean,
they're
taking over the executives and fucking
the wires. How the second film ends, pretty much. Anyway,
I mean,
spoilers.
Yeah, you're right. If there isn't a cuck chair in that final sequence, you're gonna be fucking over.
It's just in the corner, and actually, me and Scott missed it. And it's just like, oh my god, I can't miss there.
Colin will point it out in the film. We'll fire Colin from the podcast.
Wait, what's this chair in the corner in this room?
And it was Daddy put it there the whole time.
He just wanted to watch it.
He's in it. He's in it watching your firing.
We do literally have a cuck chair in the studio.
Oh, you're fired, Dan, for knowing what one is.
Well, there we go. We had a good run, everyone. We had a good run. Back to June for
all. Without being explicit, what defines a cuck chair? Does it have like a little desk to make notes on it or
James,
something?
I mean, what? Because
it points towards the bed, I guess.
But that's just a chair that's facing the bed. I mean,
but why would you have an armchair in a bedroom though? Right?
Well, I don't know, Ross. Why?
Ross?
You were going to say Scott, weren't you?
An armchair in a bedroom.
You were looking at him.
No, it's not what it is. Sit and read stories to people. Obviously.
I'm so conscious of making that.
That's why.
We need to get into this. We're 10 minutes in.
Sorry for dragging us down this.
Sorry.
Down this sandworm hole of cuck chairs.
We'll discuss cuck chairs another time.
We will.
Yes.
But speaking of people who. Speaking of. I'm not going to say. I'm trying really hard not to say speaking of cucks, Velda. I'm trying to really. I'm really, really trying not to do that. You keep bringing it back. Speaking of places you might have a nice sleep, the bed in that room, which is innocent and devoid and apart from all of this filth, you all went to bed. There we go. We just made it through.
Yay.
You've woken up the next morning, and Velda, you have found that a blanket has been stitched to your heels. And those of you with a good perception score, which is, I think, primarily Shania and Fulton are probably the highest ones of it, but you notice immediately with the sun coming through, the low sun coming over the trees into everything. Velda is casting no shadow, and in fact, the blanket is falling in exactly the place where his shadow would be, and it moves as he turns and moves around. The blanket just kind of trails on the ground in the place where his shadow would be.
Hey there, Veldy.
Well, this is weird and irritating, isn't it?
What's going on with your shadow?
Don't know. No, it seems to have been taken and replaced by this blanket.
You just, I've seen this before. You just get a bar of soap and rub your heels.
No, Peter what? Pan, anyone?
What?
Peter
Pan. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah,
Peter Pan.
Yeah, who's mate, Peter Pan?
No, I said that out of character.
No, I'm bringing it in now.
Well, you, where did you hear it from?
The TikTok
Fulton
man.
Fulton Battlestone.
Who's that?
Yes, I'm not entirely sure what it. Did I remember anything for the night at all?
You remember you didn't sleep well. You just couldn't seem to get comfy, and you had strange dreams. Let's see.
Should I examine the sure. heels and the, you know?
Okay. Like with Shania, like give me a medicine check to examine the heels. Velda, okay. give yes. me a. give me an intelligence check to try and remember. Remember ooh, how much you do for the night.
Rather good roll. That's because I'm using the back of my actual dice.
I got a natural one.
A natural one.
I mean, I've got 22 in medicine, but okay, so I get 23, I guess. Okay. But, I mean, if I rolled a natural one, it's kind of...
With a raw intelligence check, what is the... Because I've got plus four. What is the number next to the intelligence there?
If it's a plus four, add a plus four.
That's a plus four, yeah. So 23. 23 on a raw okay. intelligence
we're not
check.
Aiming for a big number because it's only an ability check.
Yes, yeah.
Good. Okay, so a couple of things happened. You remember, you think back to your night, to the night. You remember dreaming of a great owl. A great owl looming over you. And you feel like you dreamt of struggling. And just thrashing around in your bed, and you can see that your bedclothes are just soaked in sweat and are just wrapped up as if you've just been rolling around all night. And you feel really tired. I would like you to add the fatigued condition to your character sheet, please.
Do you know what? I thought this seemed familiar.
What's wrong?
Because I've what got this card here. Look, he's got a needle and a thread. I thought that, and I actually picked that up before, and
I
just remembered.
Do you want to describe the card for the listeners?
It is... The Owl. And it was actually weirdly in the deck that I've been given. I haven't had this card before. And he's holding, he's sort of cocked head, and he's holding a needle and some thread.
Big Owl holding a needle
Big
and
owl
thread.
So, yes, I do remember an owl.
Can we show that card to the Paladin?
Yeah, you show it to the Paladin. Before you do that, Velda falls flat on his face as Shania picks up the blanket to try and examine it and just rips his legs out from under him. It ooh. Hurts like hell. It's like having it is stitched to your flesh.
Sorry about that.
The only thing you work out is that the stitching goes through both his boots and appears to be into his flesh itself.
Ooh. I was going to make a crafting check, but you probably wouldn't tell me anything else, would you, from that?
That's about...
So this is stitched onto you. That's what I've worked out for my investigation.
Really hurts.
Onto your flesh.
Yes.
Do you know?
Stitched on.
Yes.
Do you know who this owl is?
The owl. He looks at it. He narrows his eyes. Says,
Embor.
Embor.
Embor comes by night.
Yeah, we gathered that.
No, that's their name.
Oh, Embor. Okay.
Embor
sorry.
Embor comes by night.
That's easy for you to say.
Sorry, I was in the chair.
Have you not heard the song about him, Fulton?
No.
Comes by night, Embor. Comes by night.
Oh, that's catchy.
It's a good song.
Yep.
I like it.
Why does he take people's shadows?
The Great Owl. It's a... it's not real. It's a... it's a
well,
fable.
Clearly it
it's
is.
It's pretty fucking real. I mean, look, he's just stitched a blanket to my heels.
Old stitchy heelsy poops
where does,
over here.
Where's, not even a good blanket.
In the fable, where does he live?
It's a legend. It says that if children are bad and don't go to bed on time, then the owl will come down and steal your shadow in the night.
So well done.
You were bad. You didn't go to bed on time. Well, it was arbitrary bedtime that I was. I mean, I'm in my 40s. I should have to do that.
He stayed up late reading his necromancy book.
Yeah, I did. I did actually. Yes,
just under the blanket with a candle and a book of skulls.
Yes. I've got this my penguins, my first necromancy book. I do like to. So charming.
So
necromancer for dummies.
Is that blanket? Is it patchwork?
It's not. You wouldn't describe it as patchwork. No, it's maybe got a patch or two on it, but it's not kind of.
I just didn't know if one by one was sort of inadvertently meeting the patchwork prince's lieutenants.
Where does the owl live?
The fictional owl?
Well, clearly...
In the book. Where does it live? In the book.
I mean, yeah, everything here is fictional, isn't it?
So maybe you should play that card and see if the owl appears.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe you should play this card. It's a bit odd because it's one of the situations where it's passed, but yeah, should we just try and play the card?
Play it.
Every other card has had an effect when we've been in the presence of the thing that we need to do a thing with, and unless the owl presumably is asleep by now because it's daytime.
Maybe it might lead us to the owl, though.
It could do. I'm just saying.
Yes,
maybe.
Because when we did the briar, and that's still floating. I presume the briar is still floating around us, isn't it?
What if I cast sleep on Velda again, and then we play the card?
Well, because it's already got a shadow now. The next one that could happen to any one of us after that.
Cast sleep on Eden.
Well, no, I don't want a blanket attached to my fucking
head. I can tell you this now, Bubba,
this is shit. Like, this is rubbish, having a blanket.
Yeah, but we'd stop it for Caragor. I mean, we'd stop it before the owl gets it.
We'll get a big box with a stick on the one side of it. We'll have Caragor sleep under it, and we'll all hide by
just
the rock.
Put a dead mouse in there with a shadow.
Don't you want to be used as bait?
I absolutely wouldn't mind if I knew it was going to work.
Oh, okay.
I'd be well up for it. And do you know what? I don't know. I just want to be relevant again.
Just play it.
No, wait. Hang on. Algon, you seem to know a lot about this fictional Embor. What else does it tell you in the tales about Embor, the shadowy?
It says that it needs it steals the shadows away and uses them to line its nest, and that you'll never sleep again after once it takes your shadow from.
Oh, wow. Does it say like where the nest is? It's like on this big mountain.
No, it's just he's an owl. It lives in the forest.
I say play the card. Maybe.
I think the card might lead us to.
I'm not a tracker. Right. I don't know how to find.
Otherwise, because I can tell you now, I really want to get some sleep.
Wait, hold on. He just said he's not a tracker. He can't find an owl. Somebody amongst us might be able to track an owl.
Who could be relevant in finding an animal?
Have you ever tried wing beats through the air? No, I need a little bit more to go on.
Well, he may have dropped some of Velda's shadow on the floor.
What?
I don't know.
Seems doubtful.
I don't know how it works.
Do you think I'm going to get a smaller shadow back? Maybe with holes in it.
Play the card.
All right. Play the card.
Play the card. The card glows and hovers around you.
Lovely.
Mm.
Lovely, lovely.
Do I get any sense? Do we get a sense of it leading anywhere? Or
none whatsoever. Whatever it's doing, it's not part. Oh, well,
track,
pointing
good. Track, well, track. You're all going to keep your shadows and sleep, and I'm going to gradually wither away and
try
die
and
from
track.
Lack of sleep.
Try calling the owl.
We'll work it out.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, no, you know because what? Owls. That's how they call to each other. One of them goes to vit, and the other one goes to voo.
Yes,
like they Marco Polo.
It's an answering thing. This is true, by the way.
Yes.
So if we just go to vit.
Both of you make a nature check to try and talk an owl into appearing by hooting.
I'm probably not the one for this. It's a natural one.
A skunk appears next to Zelda.
What, I called a skunk?
I got 36.
A 36.
Spit.
An owl lands on a branch and looks at you.
Speak to it. Ask it where the...
Bag it. Put him in a bag.
Tvit?
Always bags with you.
Tvit?
No, speak. Tvit. Animal.
I think
that's what I'm doing, you piece of shit.
No, you're not. You're just calling
you're
to
just
it.
Going
it's there.
To
it's there.
No, no, you've no. Got... Just been talking.
What are you
saying?
You
don't fucking know.
What are you saying?
You
just
then?
Keep calling
I'll
him
tell
a twit.
You in a minute. Let me finish my fucking conversation. Tvit. 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 He doesn't know where the fucking owl is.
How do you know? You've had a conversation with it. You're not actually. You, maybe
of course, I fucking did.
Maybe cast comprehend animal and have
him,
a conversation with it.
Read the mind of
I
Dad.
Said to him,
this might be the owl.
Have you not got the spell like speak to animals?
Yes.
Can we all be
yes,
ourselves?
I have actually.
But I'd rather just try and wing it.
I was fitting twooing. Okay. I know this.
So you're basically
thing.
In owl language. You're going yo. Yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
What?
Yo.
Yeah. So, what? Something like that, yeah. So what? Fuck you.
There you go. Perfect good conversation.
It's just waiting here whilst you're just going.
I mean, no. I have to prepare my spells. I've prepared my spells for the day. So I'd have to do that now.
All right, let's go to
see
sleep.
The owl looks at you and he's like, twit.
Twoo. And I can I prepare my spells?
You're selling. You start meditating to nature. The owl looks annoyed for a bit and then flies away.
Can I bag it?
Give me a stealth check to try and climb up the tree with a bag.
Natural one.
You slip out of the tree. You fall down. It startles the skunk. The skunk sprays Velda with foul-smelling liquid and then runs away.
Oh, no.
The owl flies off into the night.
I'm going to have to wash my fucking shadow now. Oh, it smells of skunk.
Oh, well, that worked.
I'm so glad that this mission to restore my vacuum sleep.
I'm going to try a survival check to see if I can track an
give
owl.
Give me a survival check to
track an owl.
To try and track.
29.
29. Right. While all this is going on,
not the owl that just left as well. By the way,
chase it off.
By the picture and what I can see,
You search around the campsite and you find that a lot of the bramble, the foliage of some of the lower hanging bushes and things has been knocked aside as if something very big came through the bush, went back through the bushes that way.
See?
You find it seems whatever it is seems to have been mostly moving on foot, and occasionally you kind of lose track of it. But then you see by the sort of knocked over bits of branch and things, it looks like where there's been a bit of a clearing, whatever it is, has tried to take off and then landed a bit further down and then carried on foot. And you find, there is a trail of a large creature that has made its way through the brambles.
I'm the tracker now.
You are the tracker.
Yeah.
You're my tracker.
Yep. Yeah.
Yes. Fair enough.
Smell my shadow in triumph.
That, Carragher?
It is. I did. It's very good. However, I appreciate you were giving the information in the context of looking for that, but it is a large bipedal thing.
Yes, Fulton already established all of that. Yeah.
Yes.
So what we're looking for is a small winged thing.
No, this is big.
No, pretty sure that's the thing.
Big thing.
It could be an owlbear.
From the card that we've got.
Yeah.
How do you know the size? It's not that. It's not.
It's holding a needle and thread in its beak, unless everything in the card is fucking ginormous. And we've just missed the giant land area where everything is comically huge.
But do you remember, Caragor, that it somehow managed to stitch a blanket onto my heel, so it can't be a tiny owl.
Why not?
Bloody easy.
Have you ever seen
an
owl
stitching anything?
Oh, very dexterous.
With its beak?
Yeah, beak and claws. They're very good at them. Anyway, I'm just saying if it does happen to be a massive fucking owl, fair enough. I'm just saying it's incongruous to the card that we've got. But never mind.
Let's go.
Okay, where's that fucking owl? Fuck!
It flew
Fuck's
away
sake.
Ages ago. We're tracking a different one.
Fuck yeah. Twit!
No, yeah. I'll forget it. I don't think they're coming back for a second date.
It leaves you on red.
Don't worry. Let's follow this trail and we'll get Velda's shadow back.
Thank you, Baron.
Okay.
Apologies.
Does someone need to carry Velda? Because how's he going to walk with that thing attached to his things?
Well, it just drags on the floor.
And but it's like really you've smells. Got your trousers around your ankles,
what?
Like shuffling.
Oh,
think
what?
About it. Just for
Why
two seconds.
He got his trousers. Why is he not wearing trousers?
Right, out of character. He's got stuff attached to his ankles.
I don't think he's encumbered though. He's not.
Is he not?
Fatigued. No, he's just
not. Really?
Not encumbered.
It just moves like a shadow.
It is a pain to like make your way through, especially if you bramble things. It snags on stuff, and you keep having to kind of stop to pull it free.
Can I gather it up?
You can kind of gather it up.
I just sort of gather it up and stick under my arm and just sort of plod along.
Sure, yeah.
Especially given how tired you are, and it's a burden. But yeah, you're not. I really envisioned
him having to hobble along like he had his pants around his ankle.
Sorry, this is it was stitched by an owl, and it's a burden.
Nice.
Hey.
I had to do it.
Yeah.
We like it. You've really freed yourself since you allowed yourself to make bird
jokes. I know.
So
I feel good about it. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Bubba doesn't mind being called a bird anymore. He's
oh, really?
Yeah, he had some character shit.
Holy shit.
Preempted by Ross again.
Yeah.
Just sort of
character shit.
Yeah.
Cool. We follow the trail.
So much. All right.
You follow the trail. You track this creature through the briar. Until eventually, after about an hour of walking through the morning, with Velda kind of occasionally waiting for Velda to come back as she gets snagged on some brambles.
So fucking
loads of flea darts stuck in your shadow. Yeah.
Flea darts?
Yeah, those little things you used to throw when you were kids.
Oh, like, yes, the seed jobbers. Yeah.
Used to throw when you were kids. Yeah.
Never do that. And like putting goose grass on someone's back.
Never do that anymore. No.
Well, I've grown up. Throw one at me quite a bit.
Yeah, when I was a kid. Yeah. Anyway, what's going on? Shadow.
Last time we were in the greenery somewhere.
Walking away.
There was a... You come across a big tree in the briar that atop it you can see a big nest, like a huge nest made out of, appears to be mostly made out of sticks, but there's also, you can see bits of, you can see it seems to be very shadowy from the top of it. It's very dark where that is. It's hard to see from down here what is up there.
I look at Caragor.
Ha ha! Looks like I was right.
It does look like you might be right, yeah.
Yeah. Say it again, Carragher.
Is this like, play it again, Sam?
Yeah.
No.
Fine.
Wait, why?
Just because I want to hear it with my dwarven ears.
Do you want to be the tracker from now on?
Yeah.
What's your survival score?
13.
Yeah, it's only 2 behind mine, I'm not going to lie. So, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I'm the tracker now, everyone.
That's good. I couldn't really give a hoot about that because I'd really like to get my shadow back.
Now you can use your speed with animals.
All right, tracker. How are we going to track up this tree?
I'll tell you what. I'll fly up there like a bird.
Wait, because we need
what?
Someone to... If the owl comes back, we need someone to speak to it. So why don't we get Shania
to...
Yeah,
I'm going to speak to it. Oh, yeah. Probably speaks common, to be honest.
Has the card done it?
Maybe.
The card's still in play.
It's still in play.
I reckon it speaks common.
I reckon, why'd you, out of all the people to go and speak to Shadow Thief, why would you choose Shania over Bubba? Just curious.
Oh, I didn't say anything. I just want my shadow back. What?
Huh?
Because I've got to spell speak with animals.
That was a very okay.
And I just spent fucking ages preparing it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll fly up there and see if it speaks common.
Okay.
If not, I'll come back down.
Yes.
All right, I'll cast fly, I'll go up.
You cast fly on yourself. Now, I should point out while we're at this, I have some bad news about fly for Colin and for James, new fly users. Fly, although it has a duration when you cast it, the actual action of flying is an action. There is a fly action in the game, which means that while you're flying, you need to spend one action per round to maintain flying. That allows you to move. That allows you to basically move your movement speed in any direction or stand still, but you've got to spend that action. If you don't, you fall out of the sky.
Right.
That's worth remembering for if we have it come up in combat anytime in the future. But right now we're okay. Bubba, you fly up towards the side of the nest.
Yeah.
You see, there's a big creature in there, and as you get up there, it turns around, and there is a huge, bear-sized owl. It's not an owl bear per se.
I was going to say, can I be a little bit away from the, not in like, you know?
Yeah, not in grabbing.
Right up in its grill.
Hello, mate. What's going on?
It is an owl, but it's a big owl.
Yeah.
It looks up as you come up and it says,
"Who are you? Hey, buddy. How you doing?"
It cocks its head at you, and then like cocks it all the way around because it can do that.
Yeah.
Get upside down there, and then kind of the other way, and then looks at you. It says,
"Who are you? What are you here for?" "My name's Bubba. I come to speak to the big owl in the big nest."
It looks around. Oh, me?
Yeah, you. You're so big. Look at you.
Okay.
You're huge. What's your name?
Embor,
that's Embor, right. Embor
comes by night.
I've heard so much about you. Embor comes by night.
Who's talking shit about me?
Oh, no, they're saying good things. They're saying good stuff. You're saying you go around and you take shadows and it's great.
Ooh.
Listen, how many shadows have you got?
Many.
He turns it backs up and like waves a wing over its nest, and you can see the nest is just dark within it.
That is amazing. Do you need all of them?
They're comfy for me. They are the soft things that I can lay my eggs in.
Oh, that must be nice, isn't it? Like really nice, cozy little shadow.
You should steal shadows too for your nest.
Maybe, yeah, one day. Do you think I could have one of them?
One of the shadows?
Just one of your shadows, yeah.
You want one of my shadows?
One in particular.
Why would you want one of my shadows? They are so comfortable.
I know, but you've got so many, and it would be really nice if I could just have one of them.
You can't get the shadows on your own?
No,
she
well...
holds up a needle and thread, like with her wings kind of pick it up and hold it up. And like, it's very simple. You just take one of these, wait till they're sleeping, and a little stitchy, 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 and holds up one of her talons, like just holds up a ragged blanket. I've got loads of these. You could have one of these, stitch it onto somebody, and take their shadow.
I don't know if I want one of those. If I could have one shadow, just because I find it quite hard, I don't really want to do that. Can I just have one? Just have one in particular, really.
Give me a diplomacy check.
Yeah.
Diplomacy.
As you're on the ground, you can hear this conversation. You can see the bird, the owl has kind of come to the edge of the nest and is talking.
Literally, Velda's biting his lip, not just be like, it's not a fucking shadow.
27.
Fireball.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
27. That, with the card in play, is a critical success.
Yay!
Of course, there's a. Very well, I want to be a good neighbor. Here, you can have this shadow. It holds up a shadow of it looks like a shadow of a gnoll. Cool. You can see its big slathering face.
Now, how do I want my shadow?
Well,
hold on.
No, it's just me. I want my shadow.
Wait. Back, looking nervous.
Like everybody, it's all right. Just my friends. That's one of the. I'm going to give basically the shadow. They've lost their shadow, so I'm going to give them a shadow.
I haven't lost my shadow. She fucking needs it. Well,
I'm going to roll it.
So, I want my shadow.
Now, how do? Oh wait. How do I replace? If I take like those little blankets off, how do I replace the shadow? How does that work?
Well, I could. But you just sew it back on with a magical needle and thread.
Can I borrow yours for 5 minutes?
You can. I swap it for a shadow.
Oh.
Ulgon, how badly do you need your shadow?
Not having my fucking shadow. Look how stupid Velda looks.
You don't use your shadow.
What about your horse?
What about Jim? What about my horse?
Oh, do you didn't need a shadow?
Why? Give me a diplomacy check to persuade Algon to give up his horse's shadow.
That's good. 17.
He puts his hand and says, come down here and fucking ask me for my horse's shadow, you bird bitch.
Right? Do you know what? Fuck this.
He is a twitchy motherfucker. Yeah.
Like, Algon, yeah. I didn't mind the bird thing. The bitch thing was a bit far, just so you know.
Come down here and tell me how far that is.
You will be out of the club if you keep going on like that.
I am the fucking club.
Right,
fuck this.
Velda fuck fly.
Beats this guy up.
Oh, Jesus,
what is going on? And Velda flies up to the top.
Ooh!
Hello. No, it's all right, Elgon.
Ooh.
No, don't panic. Look, what my friend is trying to say is that you came last night and you took my shadow, but I'd very much like it back. And we can give you a blanket back if you want, and we'll try and get his horse's shadow as well, if that's all right.
How can you prove that I took your shadow?
He just lets go of this sort of chatty rag.
Shit.
Yes. No holds back.
It doesn't have to be exactly the same shadow.
It does have to be exactly the same shadow. I want my fucking shadow back.
The null one looks quite good.
No, I don't want to. Like,
Fulton, if you could choose a shadow for Velda to always have, what would be the funniest shadow for Velda
squirrel.
To always have? Squirrel. Shadow squirrel. Just looked tiny.
Yeah. How did it even work? You know,
there's a tiny squirrel with a blanket attached to its ankles comes up to you and is like, you fucking take my shadow, I fucking kill you.
I'm not taking your shadow, I want my shadow.
I'm next in line, motherfucker.
How are you? Get off.
It's a flying squirrel.
No, we've got
this is the second talking squirrel you've met in the Harrow.
And I've just accepted it both times.
No, we've got quite far, yeah? We know we're going to get a shadow.
So could I get my shadow back, please?
Well, fine. I don't want to cause trouble.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
You're
I
so
just
good.
Want to be cozy.
Yeah, of course.
You can have a shadow that I got. Here you go.
He gets out his Warhammer, puts it on the floor, and hopefully it casts a shadow. What time is it?
It does. She's like,
you'll have to sew like a.
Yeah. Like there you go. There's a shadow of my Warhammer on the floor.
Ooh.
Have you ever had a weapon shadow?
Can we just sort my shadow out first? Please, she's about to sew my shadow back on. Well, and I'd like
not,
my shadow back.
Not necessarily yours.
Yes, mine, Bubba. Stop trying to get me another shadow.
Listen, enough of this. I want my shadow back, please. Could you sew my shadow on? Thanks. Amazing.
There's some cooler shadows, man.
No. No, I want my shadow.
You can build a what about like a half giant shadow? You'll be bigger then.
I don't want a giant shadow.
Necromancer's shadow.
Necromancer's our shadow. Anyway, so
oh my god!
Can I have a unicorn?
Can I have my shadow back, please?
It's going no. So, I was like, so yeah, so you've agreed to give us back the money that you stole from us to buy crack, and Fulton's just like, would you like some more crack? By the way,
yeah, yeah. It's amazing. Shall I rob a bank for you to get more money for crack?
It's like, ooh. It keeps looking down at the shadow, and then
yes, I do.
Fine. Come over here.
Yes.
Come over here. I've got a very strange voice. He gets out his needle and thread. I was going to use this to line my cock chair.
Now you've said that.
Takes his shadow out.
Is there a cock chair in the corner of the nest?
It's the corner of the nest.
It's the shadow of a cock chair.
the shadow cock chair.
Coming sure soon enough, Netflix. Emor takes the needle and thread, undoes the threading on your.
Is it out of curiosity? Is it painful?
Oh yeah,
it's
fucking painful.
I imagine it's.
It's like it's been
even the cock chain
ripping stitches out of your feet. Like,
curiously, you feel nothing, is it? Which makes you understand kind of how they've managed to do this while you were asleep. But whatever this thread is, if you happen to throw out a detect magic one hand, the needle and thread is magical.
It undoes
it and then deftly sews with a practiced wing, sews your shadow back to your hands and then takes the blanket back.
Oh, thank you. Well, how did you start this? Were you always created to be like this? Do you know? Or was this
Used to be many owls who would take shadows, but the others have moved on since then.
What, to houses don't... and stuff?
It's a regular accommodation.
they steal cars.
Yes.
They go to IKEA. No, I am the only one who first still follows the old ways, who knows that the warmth the shadow can bring. But I am the only one. The others lost their needles and thread or ran out of thread. I am the only one with some left.
Oh.
Do you think it is bad that I do this?
I mean, you could ask people. Because some people might be happy to leave their shadows behind.
Yes, and for instance, you know, his Warhammer, he really wants a little blanket attached to it, apparently. So you could, you know.
Yeah.
I will swap you my needle and thread for a shadow. If that is what you wish, one final shadow to
Elgar,
keep you warm.
Do you want to take one for the team, mate?
I'll take you for the team. Wait. That didn't sound right.
Wait, hang on.
What
hang
kind
on.
Of shadow?
No, wait, hang on.
Ground level huddle.
Yeah. If you take the shadow, you don't have to sew one of the blankets in, do you?
Yes. Otherwise, you can't leave somebody without a shadow at all.
But no, that'd be cool. Why can't you do that? Can't you just take a shadow, but like not sew the thing?
No, idiot. What's going on in that huddle down the bottom?
I don't know. I'm going to go and find out.
Just let him happen. Let him huddle. Okay.
Oh my god. Is the Elrond with the needle and thread? Is that not one of the conspiracies? Is it?
No.
Okay,
this is just a character.
Is a needle and thread tradable for like say 6 grubs?
Yeah, it might be.
Ooh.
It could be because to be honest,
especially for Weaver as well.
I can do a knowledge arcana check, but mm-hmm. How powerful is that magic item? I imagine it's pretty freaking powerful. That's a good roll.
Mm-hmm.
I believe 36, sorry.
36. So you don't see any reason why shadows should be... You think that stitching shadows would be quite difficult with this if you didn't know the way of doing it. But you see no reason why this needle and thread shouldn't be able to stitch pretty much anything. It functions, were you to have it, it would function as sovereign... It's called sovereign glue. It can be used to bond any two surfaces irrevocably together. Depending on how much thread, it's kind of hard to see how much thread she's got left, would be how many times you could use it. But you could use it to fix two things together to make them almost impossible to pry apart.
I know one
it's
thing
pretty valuable.
That Fulton must never possess this artifact ever. He will either glue himself or somebody's mouth shut or something horrific. But yes, it's
or like someone to someone. Yes. Like, yeah.
It would be. It's a powerful bargaining tool.
Have you come down?
Yes.
Yeah, no, we're all in the hub.
Well, sorry, I know, Papa, you were talking about it. I just.
No, I came down as well. I said that.
What?
Nobody's listening to me. I came down.
What shadow can we offer in return for needle and thread?
But Peter,
it needs to be of something inanimate, surely, so that we don't. Because anyone here does not want to be bereft of sleep.
Yeah, so that's the thing, isn't it?
And if we can do it of inanimate objects, that would be great.
Funny we had Jam Jam.
Well, who? We already abused
Saffron. No, we know who Jam Jam is.
There's a beneficial trade-off here. Do you think the TikTok man sleeps?
No.
I don't think, even if he could sleep, he'd probably choose not to because he's so busy all the time. He'd probably also choose not to drag a dirty blanket around.
True.
But he was going back and forth a lot.
Might be a nightmare to have that.
Just wondering if there's like a way we can turn this potentially negative situation into a win.
Algon's horse.
No, he needs that to ride around. Besides, he'll actively fight us if we try and take that from him. So
what about? She was quite interested in the Warhammer. Do you want a little blanket stitched to your Warhammer?
Wrap it around
the hilt or something like that, can you?
Yeah.
It's not that big though, is it?
Yes.
Well, it doesn't matter. She said she'd trade it for
a shadow.
She didn't say, she didn't specify size.
But if she has gone for people shadows before, one would imply that she has a preference, therefore, for people sized shadows.
She's never had
my Warhammer shadow.
Give me a diplomacy check.
Wait, hang on. I just reckon that this absolutely colossal juggling baton, this plus one striking great club, is actually bigger than your Warhammer. Yeah. Not that it's a competition of who's bigger.
I mean, it appears to be.
It's massive, though, isn't it? Look at that, lads. Look at that.
It's better, yeah.
Size of that.
Then you can leave it behind.
Massive, isn't it? No, I'll just keep it, obviously. All right. It's better than any weapon I've got.
Diplomas. Tell her, then.
Would you like the shadow of this absolutely colossal club?
Give me diplomas to Jack to see if we can persuade her to... She doesn't seem interested, but hey, you never know.
Well, that's a 21.
No! Why would I want to... The shadows of inanimate objects are cold and dark. They're no value to me.
What about the shadow of this tree? Shania gestures towards a large tree in the area.
And then looks for me and says,
I couldn't take the shadow of an unwilling tree. What kind of a monster am I?
But you would take the shadow of an unwilling sylph?
The trees are our friends.
I could be your friend.
What about another squirrel?
I'm not your friend.
The squirrel looks at you like, oh, fuck.
Ooh,
what about an owl?
Call that twatty owl back. Yeah.
Get the owl. Yeah, that's an idea.
Another owl?
Yes, I suppose I could take it.
Okay. Yes. Twit?
Give me a nature check.
Exactly the same one. Owl here. Yeah.
Where's my nature? Right, that is 22.
22. An owl lands. It's like, oh, woo!
Tvit.
Is it the same one? It's the same one. It looks so pissed off. It looks like it had shit. It looks like it's been woken up because it's the middle of the day. It's been cut out of bed twice.
Shania grabs it.
You're not even going to cast comprehend languages. You're just going
to
grab it.
No, I'm not going to tell it what we're going to do to it now.
Oh, athletics check to grab the owl.
Okay.
The owl did say he's not going to take an unwilling...
Well, an unwilling
an
tree.
An animal object.
Yeah,
apparently, you know, because I wasn't willing.
It doesn't mind living things. Yeah.
Athletics.
That is
a 19.
As the owl lands on a branch near you, you run over, grab it under your arm.
Okay.
And hold it. It struggles and flaps, but you hold it tight.
Okay, I have an owl.
Ooh.
How do you want to do this?
What a lovely shadow.
Great. Okay. Do you want to come get it? Because it's kind of flapping around now.
The
poor owl.
Ember flies by night. hops down from her great perch, lands next to you, and takes it with the thread, a needle and thread in its beak. It uses its claws and sews away on the shadow of the owl, takes it free, and attaches a blanket to it, and then holds the shadow up with its talon, like ooh, like very impressed, and then flies up and puts it in its nest. How beautiful!
Okay, great. Give him the thread then. Give one of these guys the thread.
I'll take the thread.
I won't need this anymore. Now I have my nice car, my nice warm owl bed. And yes. He gives you the needle, hands you the needle and thread.
Okay.
You reckon there is enough thread left for three uses.
Okay.
Shania then attempts to heal animal on the owl.
You heal animal on the owl. It heals some of the, I mean, the owl's not really injured. It puts some of the feathers that fell off grow back. Some of the ruffling that's occurred from you wrestling with it.
And go be free now.
The owl,
yeah, go.
The owl takes off, the blanket weighs it down, and it just kind of falls on the floor.
Oh,
and then
shit.
Picks itself up, starts crawling.
Caragor sighs, gets the bow away off his shoulder.
It's not real, it's fine.
You go to try and heal it again, and you feel nothing.
Huh?
As all of Shania's spells fail her after breaking her oath to protect animals.
Oh, no. Character shit.
Oh, shit.
I did think about that. I was like, but then are these real?
You watch as the owl just struggles on the floor and crawls away into the underbrush, dragging its blanket behind it.
Shania, where did you heal it?
I tried to, but I think I fucked it, guys. I think I really fucked it.
What's wrong? What's going
Wait,
on?
What's happened?
All my magic has failed because I endangered an animal.
Does that mean you'll never have magic again?
I don't fucking know.
Wait, did you make like some kind of pact with some kind of supernatural patron, or is it just a thing that happens?
I can't remember.
Clearly.
Sweet.
I don't remember what that is.
Should we have a little recap from Dan? What was this? Is this a druidic?
As a druid, you take an oath to uphold, to protect some area of nature, to uphold.
Yes.
You draw your power from kind of the natural world itself, and in return, you promise to protect a part of it. Shania's oaths are animals and wild places, basically. So she's committed to protecting the wilderness. So, for example, like...
The briars that we went...
That's sort of fine, but like knocking it down and building a town on it, like bulldozing an area and building a supermarket, that would be, you know, if she were to tear down paradise and put up a parking dot, then that would cancel out.
Gentrification, isn't it?
Gentrification. She's anti-gentrification, and she's anything that does harm or enters to an animal. You can fight, you can defend yourself against an animal, but for example, just pick a crazy random example out. Wrestling an owl off a branch and then forcibly taking its shadow from it would be considered a breach.
Yeah.
What if we do stuff to animals? Doesn't matter.
I mean,
we haven't taken
it. It's too late now, isn't it? You fuckers.
Caragor's shot a fucking monkey in the back with
Ranger,
an arrow.
Mate, Ranger, listen, we've got to prune nature. We Rangers, we're the best at working against nature. The druids are the best at working with it. That's the difference.
You
in the
didn't
class.
Have to prune that monkey.
Do you know what? If I didn't, you all were very fucking silent about it at the time.
So. Well, there's no comeuppance about it for you anyway.
Kind of karmically there has, because I can't fucking do anything now, apparently, and you're the tracker. So anyway, the focus isn't on me. My girlfriend's just lost all of her
powers. Tell you what, well, a slot's just come free for a druid, so
do you want, listen, I know this isn't going to make it any better, but do you want every magical thing that I have? In the meantime, while you get your powers back, because I believe in you, babe, you'll get your powers back.
Really?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
I've got a feather token and a shit potion.
Really.
There you go.
thanks.
Can I? It's not really the right field. Can I do a knowledge arcana check to think if I've ever heard of druids getting back their powers?
Be knowledge nature, I'm afraid.
Shit.
Wait, different kind of magic.
Does Philippe still? Is there a magical bond there? Does Philippe just wander off?
No, Philippe's bond is deeper than just magic.
Can I make an age check?
Philippe is also.
She owes
asshole.
Him money. So,
until that day. Eventually, going to get that money.
Yeah. Can I make an age check?
Yeah, what do you. I have an idea of how it works.
Yeah, if anyone's got a good nature score.
It's 18.
You don't know how to get it back.
Sorry, I don't know how to get it back.
Do you know how to get your own powers back, Shania? Have you got a high nature score?
I do have a high nature score. Yes. I'll try and think really hard.
Be the one.
Oh, good. So that's 35, I think.
35.
No, 34.
What we're going to do is you've got to capture an owl.
Sacrifice it.
You, yes. You think back to stories of druids who have broken their oaths. There are stories of druids who have atoned for breaking their oaths. Many of them are hunted down and killed by other druids for betraying nature.
Jesus,
you're going to get some beardy sandals soft, killers off
a shadow on a fucking
It is possible to redeem yourself in the eyes of nature by atoning for your actions, not necessarily by undoing the thing you did, but by by proving unequivocally that you are a friend of the animals and that you strive to protect them. And if you can prove this enough, and if you can show enough remorse, then maybe you can get your magical powers back.
Maybe you could wash its blanket for it, you know?
Just care for it.
I mean, yeah.
Blanky the owl.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, Blanky. I will just look after you now.
And now it's got a fucking blanket.
You didn't even ask him. You didn't speak to him or anything like that.
I knew it was wrong.
I think we all knew it was a bit wrong.
Yeah, but
we didn't realise we didn't have a comeuppance for it. So I was like, okay.
You just sat and watched it happen. In many ways, all of us in this episode were sitting in the cuck chair.
And that's where we leave it for tonight.
Ew.
Christ. Fucking hell.
There goes our healer.
That's
really bad. That's really bad.
Just sitting watching that car crash happen slowly.
I just didn't.
This week's episode was brought to you by Stu Jackson. Stu, thank you for being our Dangerling of the Week, for supporting the show. If you want to be the Dangerling of the Week, if you want to have your name on the show, if you want to get access to bonus podcasts that you cannot find anywhere else, go to patreon.com/dangerclubpodcast. Thanks, Stu.